And joining us in the studio is Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we do this once a month to kind of catch up on things. I understand it's been a fairly quiet month.
It certainly has, and we'll certainly take that because we know what's on the horizon.
Summer.
The summer, and it's fast approaching, so we'll take the quiet times right now because we know things will pick up.
Well, speaking of things that are picking up will happen as a part of summer, we've got some activities coming up that involve young people, like the prom and the graduation. And so let's talk a little bit about the social host ordinance.
Sure. As you know, last fall, we presented a social host ordinance to the Cook County Board and also to the City Council. And both of those respective council boards passed the ordinance, and it is now in effect. And actually, on top of that, Grand Portage Tribal Council is also looking at passing a social host ordinance on the reservation. And I believe it's going to mirror the ones passed by the county and the city. So, what it does is it just kind of, there's a loophole in the state law. The law says you can't buy or procure alcohol for kids, and which is certainly obvious, but then there's kind of a loophole that I can just relate to what common is graduation parties, where maybe mom and dad allow the kids to be there to drink, but they haven't actually supplied the alcohol. And so that's the loophole. So you really can't charge them or who's ever hosting that party under state law. So a lot of counties and cities throughout the state of Minnesota have passed a social host ordinance. And this basically what it does is it holds the host liable for hosting that party, whether or not they're there, but they're responsible, especially if they know that there's alcohol there, even though they didn't supply the alcohol.
How liable is liable? What are the consequences?
They could be cited or charged with a misdemeanor, so it could be 90 days in jail or $1,000 fine. That would be the maximum.
Now, would that be the same penalty as the one that's in effect if you're actually there supplying it?
No, that's a gross misdemeanor.
That's a gross.
So if you're buying the booze or the alcohol for the underage persons, that's a gross misdemeanor. If you're hosting the party, whether it's on private or public land, you're hosting it, and you know that drinking is going on and you're doing nothing to prevent that, then you could be charged with a social host violation, which is a misdemeanor.
Okay. So, as you said, it's been quiet, but we've got a fishing opener coming up, and it's going to open when it's supposed to.
It is. I heard that on the radio this morning, which I think is a good, I think that's a good thing for the resort owners. I know that was some contention there. But that's also the same day as prom. So,
it
certainly Ooh. Is. That'll be a busy weekend. But yeah, we certainly, with fishing opener, everybody's getting their boats out and getting ready. And, just some reminders to make sure that people have the appropriate PFDs. The number one, I think, is they have the appropriate number of PFDs for the number of people in their boat, but also the appropriate size, and then also to make sure that it certainly is not a law that you have to wear them unless there's somebody under the age of 10. They have to have their personal flotation or life jacket on. But I just strongly encourage people to wear the life jackets, especially this time of year. The water's cold.
It's cold, yeah.
Very cold water, and it's almost like when we get that first snowfall. It just seems like we've all kind of forgot how to drive on winter conditions. So you first get that boat out, you just kind of remind yourself some of the safety things, and don't overload your boat to make sure the weight's distributed equally, and make sure that at least that PFD is reachable. But I certainly encourage people, especially this time of year, to wear their PFDs. And
yeah, most people use them as cushions. They sit on.
Yeah, and you have to have that throwable in your boat. And I think a fire extinguisher. I don't have a boat myself, so I'm not real up on the laws. But to me, the PFD is probably the biggest thing, and not overloading your boat, and make sure you go over your boat before you put it in the water, if there's no leaks, etc. And just the water's cold this time of year, and a lot of boating fatalities, I want to say around a third of them, whether it's boating or swimming, it's falling into the water. And so that's a big factor, especially this time of year with the colder water.
Sometime in June and sometime in early July, a 5-week window, looks like the legislature, anyway, is passing a fireworks bill, one that allows bigger and better and louder fireworks. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know where the governor stands on this, and it still has to go back to the Senate as of today. So is that a good idea or not?
You know, from my personal point, I'm not in favor of it. I think first and foremost is the potential for injuries to people. And then secondly, where we live with the fire danger, concern every year that this is a bigger opportunity for something to get away and cause a fire. I would just say I'm not in favor of it.
Mm-hmm. Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.